a very good evening to you, Zimbabweans. This is Jim Stube in Maryland. We are broadcasting from Washington, and this is Live Talk. I'm with my co-host, Marvelous Klanganyahuye.
A very good evening. I'm Marvelous Klanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this June, the 29th, 2020, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the cases we're happy to report were a bit stagnant and are currently at 567 confirmed positive COVID-19 cases with 142 recoveries, and we still have 419 active cases and 6 deaths.
So far, there are 66,712 tests conducted in Zimbabwe, Marvelous. So it seems as if Zimbabwe is actually up this game a little bit, but compared to South Africa, this is not too impressive. But I think they are trying their best. And then worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 10,168,557 cases of COVID-19. Out of this number, 502,387 have died. In USA, it seems as if COVID-19 is really wreaking havoc. There are 2,549,069 cases, and then we've got 125,803 deaths. So it seems as if it's a very serious problem here. So okay, Zulanda, balamtanje, we like talk. Skangela utaba olumnye. Engani ule COVID-19. Kuzo kwenye aba 142 sebe rikavile, natsime sili le mkutla nilo. Kuzo kutige aba istupa, 6 seba pupa. Kula mando mafika 6,712 seba test trial kwele Zimbabwe. Maska ngela ke umta wonke chikelele E. Johns Hopkins University, ya kubega la yulaputi hei, kukanya nazani kula bantu, abane nga kulu, asweba njwe I COVID-19, kwele lula 10 million. Pakati kwenye nani leli, 502,387 swapupa. Kwele meliga badula 2.5 million. Kuzo kutapa 125,803 swapupa. So kunja loke Marvelous.
Ai wakunewa vachango vakupinda mchirongwa. Ininzi ni Marvelous Mchanganyahuye. Ndiri munomu Washington pachirongwa. Che Live Talk apo nasi. Tiri kutarisa isu dambuzikore COVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Iro raramba tuchiteke shira pasirose. Uye zvemunyika parizvino muZimbabwe. Mune vanhu vanokwana kwa naivo 567 vabatwa vari COVID-19 positive. Tichiona zvakare kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedambudziko iri asi vakakwanisa kurikunda vana vanosvika 142. Totarisa zvakare kuti maactive cases zvinoreva kuti vanacho chirwere ichi pari zvino munyika vanova ivo 419. Asi kana urwa dzanga dziri kubva kubazi rezveutano ndezvekuti mazuva maviri apfuura tanga tisiri kuwana vamwe vanhu vatsva vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko irori. Totarisa zvakare kuti pasi rose zviri kuitika panyaya iyo yedambudziko re-COVID-19 raisu zviri kubuda kubva ku John Hopkins University iri muno America. Uyezve tinoda kukudza kuti program yedu iri pre-recorded. Saka pamunozoiona mafigures aya anogona kunge asanduka. Saka pari zvino kuri kunzi iko globally zvinoreva kuti pasi rose John Hopkins University iri kuti pane vanhu 10,142 zvichitaudzira vawanikwa kuti batwa ne dambudziko iri. Uyezve pane nhau dziri kurwadza vazhinji kuti nearly 500,000 zvinoreva kuti over 500,001 vanhu vashaya kubva kuchirwere ichi worldwide zvinoreva kuti pasi rose. Muno muAmerica munova muri mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 2.5 million vabatwa nedambudziko reCOVID-19 uyezve 125,000 vakuda kutosvika 126 vachiwanikwa vachishaya. Asi muWashington DC umo ndiri kutetsenyura ndiri kumba pari zvino mune vanhu 10,248 vabatwa nedambudziko iri 550 vachiwani kwa ivo vachishaya. Saka nasa tichange tine gango, tichange tiri kutarisa nyayo yedambudziko re-COVID-19. Asi tichitarisa zvakare matambudziko ari kusangana nevazhinji panyaya yezvekufambiswa kwemari, pana ikokeshi, vana one wallet, neva zvivhitivhiti, mari inoshanda yepa zvivhitivhiti, kuti chii chiri kuitika, vana muzvina bhizimisi vari kuzvibata sei. Iwe neni kana ivo vari kumusha muri kuzvibata sei, muri kugona here kutumidzira mari neikokesho kune vari kumusha kuti vawanikwe ivo vachitenga zvekudya nezvimwewo. Saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa ipo pano, uyezve tine vanyarikani vakawanda vachauya pano vachitibatsira kuti tive nyaya iyoyi.
So going into the crux of the matter, you know, we're talking about the mobile money transfers. So it seems as if the government actually, you know, made a ruling or ordered people not to use EcoCash on Friday and the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. But a day later, you know, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe said, you know, the only restrictions that are there are to do with agents and merchants. So now, if you're an agent of EcoCash, you have to be restricted in terms of all your transactions. So they are talking about $5,000, and even being a merchant, they're talking about the same amount. But we know that companies, you know, use a lot of money in terms of transactions. Lucky enough, we've got some people that are going to join us. We're going to tell us exactly what is going on. Some are vendors, some are common people, some belong to ZANU-PF, but they are speaking on their behalf. I'm happy that we are going to get such people. So as labo konamba ke marvelous banenge abantu esabesikhuka labo sikhuluma ngakhona okwenzakala ukuthi I mobile money lay uhamba njani EcoCash ivaliwe kumbe ivuliwe abanye abantu bathi vele inxa sivula kwampana uzama ukuthi ungene kwintulo uEcoCash yangkhona islow kakhulu kakhulu lamhla bathi vele ngeke wangena babona ngani uhulumende usefaka amakhiye uzobuya ke inxa sikhanda lokunye ama merchants ama company anjengezesa ama council bonke basebenzisa EcoCash ukuthi bazuzene imali zabo. So uhamba njani kunjalo mavulasi
ayi wasekutaura kwandaita nhasi tichange tiri kuzeya nyaya yemobile money vakadai savana EcoCash one wallet nezvimwewo tichitarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika pari zvino tichiona kuti hurumende pakange pane kutaura kwaka siyana-siyana vhiki rapfuura vamwe vachitiwo EcoCash hauchabvumidzwa kuti uishandise asi tiri kunzwa zvakare sekutaura kwaita Gibbs ndiye anga ari pabasa paweekend ari kuti iye pane zvakazosara zvichiitika kuti hurumende yakazoziva kuti aiwa mamechens chete ari kunzi iwo ava kurestrictswa kana kuti vari kubvumidzwa kuti munogona kushandisa mari yakadai neyakadai asi zvakanaka ndezvekuti tine vana muzvina bhizimisi ndiri kufara chaizvo nokuti tine mumwe muzvina bhizimisi wechidiki wekambani inonzi Fresh in a Box vanoshanda ivo vachishandisa iyoyo EcoCash saka tiva kuti tinyatsonzwa kwavari vachitsana ngura kuti zviri kufamba sei nekuti nyanya maZimbabweans vari kunze kwenyika tanga tiri kuona vari kukanuka kuti saka zvichafamba sei tichitarisa kuti vazhinji vanga vari kutumira mari dzavo vachishandisa iwo maplatform mamobile money transfer iwaya nezvimwe zvakadaro munyika saka ndo zvatichange tiri kuzeya tichinzwa kune vanyarikani vedu kuti zviri kunyatsofamba sei EcoCash iyi kana vari kukwanisa here kunge vachienderera mberi nemabasa avo sezvavanoita zuva nezuva. Coincidentally, actually, Gibbs, I forgot that I'm actually on EcoCash. So I will try and do a transaction as we are live later on to see if it will allow me to buy data or to send money to someone because I'm on the EcoCash platform from here. So we'll try it that way. But it's good that we have our guests here. We've got business people, vendors, and other organizations that are coming in to weigh in on this situation and what it means to the everyday person. Let's go, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got our first question. That is Mr. Kudakwashe Msasiwa. He is in Harare, so let's try to, you know, bring him on board. And the first question, Guda, is, you know, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gibbs, for having me. I appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. So tell us about, you know, money transactions. What is going on right now?
As a business owner in Zimbabwe, I am highly frustrated at the moment because not only is this the 70th time monetary laws are changed in our country in a short space of time, in this year alone, we've seen the banning, reintroduction, rebanning, and reintroduction of currencies. So I want to state that running a business in Zimbabwe is a contact sport. It's not easy, and we're really struggling with some of these reactionary, uninformed, unconsulted decisions that our government is currently doing. You know, I am a supporter of regulations of EcoCash. It's well known that I've always said that EcoCash was running a Ponzi scheme. It's well known that I've always said that EcoCash was allowing its agents, and by definition of agents, people behaving on its behalf, to run unscrupulously and unregulated in this environment. And we found that as a farmer, we're dealing with people having different rates for EcoCash and cash. So we understand why action had to be taken. What we are struggling with as business people is that these actions are taken knee-jerk reactionary, and in a way that is not consulted. We have not been consulted. So, for example, we as a company that takes online EcoCash payments for our business, first of all, our customers can no longer pay above a certain amount. Second of all, we now have a lot of our money tied up in these lines, which are frozen until we get proper clarity on how we can now remove our money into the banks and how we can transact. A lot of our customers used to actually, suppliers used to be paid via the same EcoCash platform that we receive money. So my problem is not that EcoCash has been regulated in this way. My problem is that our government continues to have knee-jerk reactions and ill-thought-out press statements by overzealous spokespeople who sometimes have no authority to speak on behalf of the Reserve Bank. They cause confusion, they cause panic, and then at the end of the day, they actually cause serious disruption to our bottom line as young businesses trying to survive.
So can you say that in Shona? Just briefly.
Of course. It's also another business. It's also another business. It's also another business. It's also another business. Taiwan out my rate, Eco Kishanga, Nitavana, Spring Samari, Machama, my rate, and at Spuram, but with Eco Kishanga, who pumped, came with Panamshana, Rakanaka, with this Rambi Pusha inflation in the name. Ah, see, who remember no fun of my own. My policies are part of who was ruled by SI, was what I was put on Temo, Temo, and told him Temo, Vasnanta or Levan, natural business act. Vasnaku. Vasnautor and Ivan, Mushan is able to be not every day. No one Racho or Utah or Utah and my lowest eye. One of Garam Sutal and Ramaracho, I'm watching with Dow some of Garamun. If one of my children changes, I want to go to Quad, I should go to my ground, but with the Shan is a marriage of this. Marriage of this God marriage, Shasan Moon, where's it? Sakan Wakuta Mani Jake creation of Quad. Sakan Susan is around about business. Chibushan Guru, the full control of the Obedient, Italo, which Oma consistent policies are in line.
Thank you very much. Let's bring on Mr. Joseph Chuma. He's a businessman and he's an ardent supporter of ZANU PF. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Thank you so much. Tell us a bit about what is going on. I think we heard Mr. Musasiwa saying something that is disturbing. That, the new policy is really causing havoc in their businesses. So what is going on, really?
Well, maybe I want to start by agreeing with my brother, especially on the issue of policies that are announced abruptly and without proper planning and stuff. It definitely does disturb the business flow. It causes a lot of anxiety among the people. Because, as you know, EcoCash and other mobile services become the backbone of most of the transactions that are carried out by citizens here in Zimbabwe and even outside, like our sister Mavila is saying, that she's also on EcoCash despite being in America. So, having thought about such things, then we would then quickly want to say that when people announce policies and changes and stuff like that, there must be definitely consultation. We must do things that will create confidence among the banking sector and among the people as well, so that then we have a situation which is balanced all the time. I for myself personally, am totally against the people pronouncing things every day, changing things, then suddenly there's a U-turn. And stuff. It creates an organized and an uncouth way of doing business. We shouldn't have that. People in government should know that they must work for the people and do things in consultation with the people. yes, ECOCASH has had its own share of problems. As you clearly know, it is only but a mobile platform to do transactions, but it has never been a bank. If I say so, I'm saying so because I know that RBZ never regulated it as a bank. But now we're having a situation whereby there was now a creation of money by ECOCASH, allegedly, and now you actually have people that would have balances which run into millions and millions of dollars. And then those people come into the market and chase after the hard currency. And they'll be offering prices and therefore now destabilizing the exchange rate issue now. Because someone will come in and offer as much as he can, because that money really is electronic. It's not real money per se. So all those kind of shenanigans then make everything so difficult to normalize the economy, to run the country. And it now affects the ordinary citizens. A matter of me being able to transact and pay my city council bill, pay my ZESA bill, and pay my other things like that. Then when it comes to banking, people should really be using other banking platforms like Zipit, transfers, and all other modes of banking that are actually known worldwide. But now,
we're
in a very untenable situation with this added line, especially that we're now doing all these kinds of daily transactions. And even when you want to go and cash out money from these agents, they'll be charging you some percentage. And you ask yourself, for what? You want $1,000 and you've got $1,000, but they'll tell you, no, we're only going to give you maybe $600 or $500. And now the other money is being sold, and that's my ad-end money. And so it shouldn't be like that. So I think, yes, government should definitely be coming in to regulate this thing, and especially through RBZ, because they are the monetary authority. And mm-hmm. we do it properly so that we don't create anxiety in the people.
Thank you so much. Nzala, just give me just 1 minute.
Udaba lolu ECOCASH lamanye ama mobile platforms awemali lubuhlungu kakhulu, lu emotional futhi. Kodwa mina ngifuna ukuvumelana lo babo ke wakhuluma lapho ekhuluma ngesishona lalelele sikhiwo sithi hayi, into ebuhlungu yikuthi bona siba labanye abantu abakuhulumende abagijimayo bethinta imithetho every day, kugcina sokuconfuse abantu ngoba i-ECOCASH leyi Mthembu isebenziswa ngabantu bonke, whether yizanu PF ngeNDC sonke besiyisebenzisa. So nxa kusho kuba izinto zibe kuthintathintwa kungela ncazelo ezinhle eziqondileyo, usuka kusikhathaze kusihlukumeze. Ye, bese kuphakanyiswa ku-ECOCASH labantu ngoba abantu laba abama-agents laba besungahanta sokulungisa imali, ngoba uzathola umuntu eselebhalansi efika kubo-1 million tonale, and then imali leyana nxa usuyithaya le mali omele isekulele emabhenki akusahambelani. Uzathola ku-ECOCASH laba imali yana isiningi, suzuza imali leyi ivela ngayo. Ngoba imali siyakwazi kumele ilungiswe i-RBZ kumbe ithenge i-RBZ, but sokuphuma sokuphuma kuma-agentsa. So lokho kusuba yinto ephambanisayo kakhulu. Kodwa ye, ukuregulatwa kwe-ECOCASH sibili kumele kube khona, but akulungiswe kuhle, kungaphambi ukuthi intshatshintshwa nje mahlayana, ngoba kugcina kuphambanisa uZulu. Kodwa into enhle ukuthi hayi, owakathesi ECOCASH iyasebenza sibili. Mina kathesi nje ngikhuluma angila 20 minutes ngiyisebenzisile, ngikhiphile i-1,000 ebhenki yami ngayifaka ku-ECOCASH, ngathumela omunye umuntu adesemthenga ama-gates akhe sewathengile. So kuyasebenza, but bekumele kube le regulation ekhona ukuthi into lezi zisebenze ngendlela eqondileyo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu. Ke sicela ubambe khonapho siye kuMavelas. Mavelas, phosela khoma.
Tingati tomboenda kuna vachuma, nisati ndaenda kuna vamusasiwa. Tingati hurumende iri kuratidza here kuti yakabatana tichiona kuti mumwe anomuka achitaura zvimwe tozoona mangwana zvimwe zvaakutaurwa. Chii chiri kuitika muhurumende pari zvino?
Chandingangopindura nechidimbe chokuti ndinowazotevedzera inini mukuru wedu wehurumende vari president vamunangagwa. Takavanzwa last week amene kuti makavanzwa vari kuHeroes Acre pakuhiga kwedhamba kuna kubulaya vaindi baba Stanley Meyer. Vakataura mutungamiri kuti muno muhurumende takuita kunge tine mahoves atiri kushanda nawo. And ipo paya statement ukazoitarisa kasisi wangu No, problem. Why are we having people chinga every day? Me temo ino chinga. Those are the days. Go ita unge muna. Ana kufunga ngo mani ra mocha ora chete. Then we can have a mwa zo karma. Ah, wa man just drink. That is my break. Urumende iri se mwan base. I see urumende zan de. See urumende muna base. Chokumbira kuti karma vegeta zunga. Why does mine mazo? Vegeta consult. Vegeta ne zunu zuri. Chanya bukuta. Tisa shumuru de. Van. I remember one day the late former president, one guy, was going to put out a lot of kaka. Let's have policy consistency. Those who have no caller for even if you always call for that. But one room government, please have consistency in policies. I'm going to put it on a piece of chinga, chinga, chinga. Don't you get a good defender? We're also as a party monitoring government because the people that work in government, some are not even parties at all. So that's what we're going to do. As he got someone who's going to pass the economy, cause instability in the business. So, next economy, I know the nature of the economy, so we move to Zakanak.
Mm-hmm. Trend of Navam Sasiwa, very fresh in a box. In Misa Kamungati, Zuanezuva, Mukusangana, Matambuzuko, Api, who Vira Pakata, or Mazuia, and a woman, then a reserve bank, a Jija Mukusangana, Mabasa, Mukuita, Nevamo, and Amjuna business, Munika Parisian, Shamga Dabutish Gazeris.
So I think his line has been cut. Maybe we can just be waiting for him while we queue in. You know, what other people are saying in terms of audios. I think Mr. Siwa is back, so let me get him on board. Well done there, Marvelous. So let's get him. I hope you got the question, Guda.
No, I got the question, and I appreciate Nkoma Joseph for agreeing that this is actually a government for all of us. Today I'm not here to be an anti-government proponent. No, today I'm here to be a pro-business proponent. The issues we are facing as businesses is that, for example, it's just we use technology to build our websites. For us to be able to deactivate EcoCash on our sites, to even look for alternatives means receiving payments, so that we can create employment for 78 young people who work just for my company. So those are our prizes and the extended value chain of people who rely on our business. We need to have time and consultation so that we know what's right. EcoCash travels to Paris. And I would know our customers are no longer allowed to use above 5,000. How do we mitigate some of these huge issues for our business? Today, my brother and my sister, and everyone else online, we spent the whole day trying to deal with the compliance issues. They are a business directive. Issues that are going to go, I'm going to Friday, I chatted with the eco kids. But I want to say, And in a way, this kind of confusion is how this is month end. How am I going to pay my staff? Now, if I merchants to account, I'm no longer allowed to even use the money I've accumulated in my merchants to pay my staff. How will I now pay my suppliers who are expecting me to send an eco cash? These are the conveniences that we got used to. And I am not at all trying to absolve the wrong behavior by eco cash, its CEO, creating phantom money. In business, we've been talking about this for years. If you look on my Twitter account, I've been crying about EcoCash. Until the CEO on Twitter called me a failed entrepreneur, I know what shame. I think I'm going to do two things or my supplies. One price per ball. So I've done EcoCash in a meeting. I've printed my phantom balance. We understand regulation is important. However, we now need government to have cohesion and to be able. What if all Chinese business to adapt? What if all Chinese modern industries like the internet to be able to rebuild our sites and to make different changes? It's affecting all of us, including Zanuki, NBC, Ajnabas, KJ. We're now suffering from inconsistencies and knee-jerk reactions.
Thank you so much. Hold on there, Guda. So I think we've got another person who is in Canada, and this is Ketwe Pepe. Miss Pepe, welcome to the program.
Yo, njani
baba? Siyaphila, kunjani? Yes, I was a cool. Yes. So tell us something about this eco case and, you know, all these kind of things. Yes.
Personally, I'm not a big fan of the government. I'll say one thing up front. I'm not a Zanu PF, maybe never will. Secondly, I'm glad that Kuda is here, and I think maybe this question is directed to him directly because he's a very smart guy. So, Kuda, this eco case thing, is it when the money is being transacted back and forth, is that regulated by the RRTZ? Because this is my, like I said, I'm not a big fan of the government, but I am a big, for a government that works. I know this is part of the problem why we are in so much trouble today. I think it's because.
So convenient.
Hold on, Guda. Hold on. Go ahead.
It's convenient. But is EcoCash a thing?
That's a big question. Go ahead. Yes.
So EcoCash is a thing. EcoCash should be a peer-to-peer money exchange of convenience. So I should be able to say, I'm sending $50 so that she can transact in the shop. And she should vice versa be able to send $10 to the goat herder to look after the goat. It's a peer-to-peer. However, because of its sheer size, it now owns 98% of the country's RTGS reserves. It now needs to be treated like a ubiquitous utility. It should not be allowed, number one, to have outages. Because for one weekend they turned off EcoCash, people actually died. People cannot then pay for medicine, hospital, transport, etc. Number two, if you decide to turn off its services, they went through a tantrum and turned off services. They actually cause huge problems in Zimbabwe because some of us cannot then move. We cannot do anything within crippled. Our businesses then stop. So we are a big proponent of EcoCash needing to be either regulated as a bank or to go back to its core purpose, which is being a peer-to-peer small money exchange between people. And the current regulation that has happened is actually people, if Marvelous tries to send airtime right now, she'll send it. If she wants to send money to her mother right now, underneath 5,000, she'll be able to send it. So we believe that for the general user, it should not be a problem. I am here to represent Zimbabwean business. And I'm saying that the draconian cutting of all merchants is also a change in the market. Why are we also being punished along with the Asians by Tengu Samari? The government and EcoCash together can quickly tell you who are selling money. They can quickly tell you because all you have to look is at the balance sheet. They move millions of dollars a day. They don't need to even include us in their drag mix. They can exclude business and deal with the criminals.
Thank you so much, Kuda. So I think we've got some people who actually sent us messages here. Let's try to play those kind of audios so that people can hear exactly what a lot of people are saying. So just hold on there. We're going to play and then we're going to react to it. So hold on.
Mbono wami msakazi ukuvalwa kwe EcoCash. Nezinye indlela msakazi wami ngeke sikugxeke kakhulu. Nakhona loba kwebe kukhona ipolitiki phakathi eyenziwa izano. EcoCash imbadalo yabo ibisiba kabili msakazi. Uma uthumela ngaphandle kwelizwe umuntu mayithatha imali bamcharger uyahlawula futhi and wena uhlawulile uma seyikholekthwa iyahlawula uhlawula kabili. So angeke sisole kakhulu uhulumende ngeminye imizamo iyabi kahle kodwa singazi ngoba le politiki kuzanu ikhona sesingathatha sithi ipolitiki into zepolitiki nakhona yona ngokwayo EcoCash ibingusiphatheleni straight ngokubona kwami bebengayenzi kahle.
Asiyezwa kukhulunywa ngemkambo yensitha imali iyo vele la imali yeZimbabwe wakithi inzima sokuzima labo bona babemali labo basebebulala ngamandla babulala ilizwe ngamandla bona abathengisa imali ngasensitha makathe sekuyala imali ku-EcoCash lakuma account phela sebezayala umuntu uzathila ufuna ikhethi phela lona umuntu lawo oda wendawo babo babefuna ikhethi babengafuni ikhokhethi babengafunini hayi kabalungisisa umdala wethu kalungisisa ilizwe bakithi siyamcelisa ngemthandazo ukuthi alungisise amaphutha akhe la amende lapho umenda khona hayi uyamenda la engxe mhlawumbe uzamendisisa la usebona amaphutha akhe ikhokhethi ibi-right njalo ibi-fast kodwa abantu abaningi bafuna ikhethi abafuni ngeikhokhethi into ehluphayo esikole bafuna ikhethi labuze bayithenga kwezindawo bafuna ikhethi so nxa ungelakhethi kuyathengeka kanjani siyabonga
hayi into yokhokhethi le iyahlupha amboni ukuthi kade kwenzakalani kumnyama kimoba kathi xa ikhokhethi ingasasezi sizathenga ngani
ya ikhokhethi yayi avele thina abanye vele besesingasayikhwabithi ngoba iekhokheji ibisingani ize ukuzotshontshela abantu ngoba abe ekhokheji bangikhona kade bengasayimaneji ngendlela ngoba iekhokheji kade sitshontshela abantu kakhulu nakanxa beke bayivala ambona kulungile inqe lapho abazayivula khona abamaneja bakhona bazabe labo sebemaneja ngendlela efaneleyo ngoba ibode sebentshontshela abantu
so those are some of the sentiments marvelous of people that are actually saying a lot of you know things to do with what Ecocash has been doing so now so marvelous has actually gone out of the show right now I hope she's going to come back so I'm just waiting for her so that she can join us so in the meantime let's go to Mr. Chuma So, Mr. Chuma, I think you are hearing the sentiments of the people. The first one was saying Ecocash had become something like, you know, money changers themselves, and they were destroying people's lives. And then we've got another guy who also said the money scheme was very dangerous as far as he's concerned. And it was actually causing havoc to the money market. So that's one of the things there. So now it seems as if we have so many of these varied opinions. And then somebody said, Ecocash was really fast in doing transactions, so he's hoping that government is going to fix what is problematic, and then people are going to use it. So, and then we've got the other issue, we've got the other person who said that Ecocash was literally out of step. Mr. Chuma.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Dube. I think that's the bottom line. Like the other lady that called from Canada, the simple answer is that Ecocash is not a bank. That's why it was never regulated as such by the president of Zimbabwe. The problem with Ecocash, what I think should have happened from the word go, was that they must have had a trust account held with one of the banks, whether it's Sure Bank or whether it's Kev or any other bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then their money, At the end of all transactions that are done, like what other banks do, the Reserve Bank can easily monitor their transactions and tally the money that they have in circulation. But now, you'd have the situation whereby, I'm sure by now, the money that was circulating within Ecocash was now superseding the money that is held in SAS in any bank. And that's where the problem begins. So now we have an allegation whereby people now think that Ecocash is now manufacturing money, and that becomes dangerous on its own because it's not even regulated. So how do you monitor that? And this is where the illicit deals then start to come up and be done.
Mm.
Where you now find people are able to offer so much high rates when they want to buy the US dollar out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's money that has been just manufactured electronically, and it becomes hazardous to the growth of any economy because you see. The higher those rates shoot up, that effect is then felt in the prices of commodities in shops, groceries, and clothing, whatever, and even fuel. So we don't want that rate to just run. To run away like that, it must be contained somehow. So Ecocash was not helping us at all. It was now causing that kind of distress. That is why I would say that yes, it's very important for government, for RBZ to regulate this thing. And let's have Ecocash going back to factory setting and go back to its mandate of what they're supposed to be doing. And what they're supposed to be doing is provide a platform to escape money easily. But that money being accounted for at the end of the day. Because the money is not accounted for. It's now computers that people punching numbers in computers and then just giving you something that we can now call like an overdraft. And that's not healthy at all.
Okay. You can use it enough.
Yeah.
That service that EcoCash is providing, why can't the banks themselves, Barclays and Bank Cabs, do that themselves? Why does EcoCash need to come in here when they are not a bank?
So thank you. That's a very good question. Okay.
Yes.
It's a very good question. And I think going forward, RBZ must look at a system whereby all these banks must provide this kind of platform. And we need to now inculcate within our people a spirit of a cashless economy, you know, plastic money, email money, and stuff like that. Like, for example, in America, and I'm sure in Canada, you cannot go into a bank and they start saying that I want to withdraw $5,000. Everybody will be looking at you and saying, and then what happened? So these things must also cascade down to us here. Let us start to embrace an economy where we don't need cash, where we can easily use our phones, we can use our computers to do all these kinds of transactions. And, and when we do that, and then this EcoCash disease is slowly going to actually go out. But I agree with my sister in Canada. These banks must provide us with these same platforms that EcoCash was providing so that we can even deal directly from the bank to whatever transaction that you actually want to do. That will be much easier. So RBZ needs to really work on coming up with the regulations and creating a system where these banks start doing the services that they're supposed to do so that we take out the burden out of EcoCash. Because now it was running on its own and I think they got too excited and started doing shenanigans.
Thank you so much.
From a bank phone, I end up payment for nobody. So, the EcoCash Konoka. At least, I'm a banks, they are regulated by RBZ. So, Iman is about monitored. They cannot manufacture Imanibona. Mobile, we are to Bamba, we have a Megalula, the FIU, that the financial intelligence, you need to say RBZ. But the EcoCash, they are not regulated. But the consumer is never from Uyenza. You go on a Uzutolumundu, Sisma, Paranza, Ama million plus. Mobile, Mali Pantrain, a computer in Timbu. He comes to the accommodation, EcoCash, Abana, Yabunga, and Magrapa, and the same, Muni, as in Lanapa, and Timuloga and Kitchme, you're taking logs in Forest of Nigeria, same business in Malena, Lula. But I've already made money. From Imalim from Ifagula, who in Amaleko. So, yeah, who can't take this to the bank? Grassy provides it. I'm a facility to allow other provider the EcoCash.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mr. Musasio, I think you are hearing where the argument is going. So, now, what's the way forward now, as far as you're concerned?
Okay, the way forward, the first thing is Zimbabwe deserves and needs better governance from the top all the way down. Loopholes and the EcoCash taking advantage of some of these bad governance issues is a symptom, not the actual core of the problem. I hope my brother Nkuma Chuma can also reiterate to his comrades in the section that we need better governance, we need better economic policies that give confidence to the market, so that young men and women on the streets do not feel they have to sell cash as a way of survival, or sell their bodies as a way of survival. We now need better governance. And the thing is, we are here to crucify EcoCash for bad behavior, and I agree to do that. But at the same time, I need to stand on the side of righteousness and say, if it wasn't for the poor policies of John Fanonis Amangujiga and the disastrous Ntuli Nube, we would be in a better shape in this country. We knew the bottom was not going to work, and Bishop's Law has stated that bad money chases away good money. Zimbabwe needs better governance. It needs a better government. It needs a better governor of the Reserve Bank, and it needs proper regulations for these institutions, so that we can actually move forward and provide the the potential that us Zimbabweans feel we have.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So I think we've got another person on the line, and that is Mr. Mlungisi Dube. Baba Dube, we are ngizwa yini?
Ngiyazizwa
lishona njani? Baba Dube. Yeah, akutsho ukuthi wena kona kuba iconnect lento njalo wena ukubona njani?
Mina okokuqala ngifuna ukuthi ngithi i-eco cash is regulated. Eco cash is regulated by RBZ because normally imali esebenza ku-eco cash imali eyabe kubhenki ababelayo ku-trust account which is monitored by the RBZ.
Yes.
Then the other problem is as much as abantu eco cash was being abused, but eco cash is monitored. What I will agree is, like in other countries, for example, South Africa, or e-wallet, they are limited for example, 3,000 rands per day. That was what was needed in Zimbabwe, maybe, to deal with our limits. But eco cash is regulated, and the reason why eco cash came to dominate markets because some banks in Zimbabwe are lacking innovation. If you look at South Africa, even the asylum seeker will easily open a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
But in Zimbabwe, they will ask for a proof of residence, a proof of income, all those things. This was making Zimbabwe for the rest of the population in a country where about 80% of the people are in the informal sector. So that is the reason why the eco-cash is so much uptake, because some things they were neglecting about most of the economy, most of the people in the country, 80% of the people could not open AMA account. But then eco-cash made it. Yabe nama inclusive solutions so that everyone gets into the system. Of course, every system is being abused. For example, last year there were some lady in Bulawayo who abused the system ESB bank, also an agent banking was created a balance.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing is not only limited to eco cash. Actually, my local eco cash, most of it, let's say 90% of the money in eco cash originated from the proper banking system.
Mm-hmm. So can you say that in English just briefly?
What I want to say is that eco cash is not the main problem. Actually, all the funds that are within the eco cash system, or at least 90% of those funds, they originated from the banking system. There are people who are abusing the system, like what is even happening when it comes to proper banks, where people are really creating, let's say, electronic money, like within the proper banking system.
Mm-hmm.
So what is needed instead of closing the eco cash system is to have the government limiting. The reason why eco cash came to dominate the market is because the banks in Zimbabwe are too rich. They lack innovation. That is the reason why there was this market for the unbanked. Because 80% or 90% of the people in Zimbabwe do not normally qualify for the proper banking system. That is why eco cash was able to penetrate that market.
Yes, so let's go to Uketiwe, Kolangale, Canada. Uketiwe, Mama, I think you can hear what people are saying. So what's the best way of fixing this?
I think I'll reiterate what Kuda said. The government here to ESN needs to do better. They are failing us. I don't understand why the banks cannot have things like e-wallet.
Mm-hmm.
That can be used by all the banks across the Zimbabwe. I just cannot understand. If only maybe the Arab Israel officials, what exactly is prohibiting them so that. And then I didn't know which an ordinary person who is not employed can open a bank account. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? Everybody who wants a bank account open a bank account. We all know which people are in the informal sector.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if people should be allowed to open bank accounts. That is why last week there was a reporting that there's $5 notes, Lama notes, that people don't want to take. Then my question was, if these bond notes that people are saying that merchants don't, retailers don't want them, take them back to the bank. So take them back to the bank, that's where you got them. Now I realize. So instead of us using, I do agree, instead of us using paper money, let people open bank accounts, so certain simali yabo open bank accounts through electronic transfers.
Yes.
And then secondly, government is saying, the monetary system is locked right now. It's so complicated for me. I cannot understand it. They don't even teach it at school. So I am really so confused. Last week, people were refusing more than the cheese demand. And then I'm wondering. I don't support education. I'm not a big supporter of education. I want a monetary system that will work and that will contribute towards getting, improving things in Zimbabwe. I want to say this is my desire as a bank account, whether it's bond notes or whatever. Because I said, I do my life line using plastic, using the plastic.
Yes, so hold on there, Ketue. So I'm trying to bring in my co-host, Marvelous Mshanganya. But before doing that, let me get back to Ubabu Chuma. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we are hearing what all these people are saying. So is there any way to fix this problem?
The first thing that I must respond to is the sister catches government layers and machines and stuff like that. I've always said, if after we be president, I think I'll be pragmatic. Then is that right? Even a massive savings and wonky, and then that way, is that OPF can take a blame of everything collectively that happened. Yes, we are the ruling party, but you must remember that the civil service comprises of a lot of people who don't necessarily belong to ZANU-PF. And this is always shown even in our elections. Most of these civil servants, we lose dismally as ZANU-PF as a party. So, which means that largely as ZANU-PF, we have sat in meetings. I'm a central committee member of ZANU-PF. We have sat in meetings where we question some decisions and some policies that are made by government, whether it's ministers or civil servants, the I one, the PEMSEX, the directors, and stuff like that. Or when you have a that is the government. And we do question that. We monitor government as well. Government is a government, Yabantu Wonke. It's not a party thing. We are the governing a party, but you must know that we employ everyone. As soon as it's really like what China does. In China, every member of the civil service is a member of CPC party. So it becomes easy to account over. That person is also accountable within the structure of that party. But in our baguette, it's a bit different. You can have somebody who is a civil servant who actually wants to play down the party. Civil policies so forward to government, and they decide not to even implement those policies for reasons personal to themselves, and mostly it would be to say, okay, let's stabilize the system of government, and we know that everyone is going to just blame ZANU-PF. In ZANU-PF, I'm just glad would be at least Islamity prevailed and other people issued a statement to say, I think Valang Eco case for ordinary transactions. Like I said, I did a transaction just a while ago before I came into this program, and it worked very well. I managed to get a market, someone who wanted a market, to start saying through Eco occasionally. But what we're saying is that we've got a lot of policy inconsistency, and those things emanate from some civil servants who are unscrupulous in their dealings. Hence, I referred to the speech by the president on Wednesday last week, the late hero, Ubaba Unleya, where he actually pronounced, we've got wolves amongst us here in government, as he was saying. Who I thought were working together, but couldn't even see any. So these are the kind of things that are troubling us in this democracy. We employ about to in part of the line, about to have a big outcry against us. And I want to say, those people are not doing the policies of ZANU-PF. Our policy as a party is to make things easy for people. Mobile, we depend on the people to then vote for us in any election that comes. So the votes will only come when people are happy. But things that are happening are not making people happy. The people of ZANU-PF are actually struggling and suffering as well. All these policies affect them as well as much as they will affect MPC or any other party. So these are the kind of things that we need to be interrogating. That's why I'm telling you that Lani Henje, as a Zanu-PF member and a senior member for that matter, I am not happy with policy inconsistencies. I'm not happy with the people that just wake up and change things and we have change every day. It's because we jump out of our control at that moment. Until we sit down and say, no. Can we look into the conduct of A, B, C, D? And then that way we can be able to start fixing. So it's not a Zanu-PF thing that things go wrong like this. But it's because of the democracy that we preserved upon us, with high living our employer massive savings on public line. And these are the results that we see now. If you need policy, you could have into Zonga Samba, which is we want people to be happy and people to really enjoy Ubudu is doing things for people. But there are some people who are not doing, there are some people who are not playing ball. That's the bottom line of it.
Thank you so much, Chuma. Hold on. I think I'm connected to Marvelous Mkanganya right now. Marvelous, can you hear me? I think she got cut off. So let me try again. So she is trying to join the show, but I can't see her. That's the problem. So now, briefly, Baba Dube is
regulated. Kumele be monitor ukuthi are they complying with ama regulations yini. Njalo esikunanzelelayo ukubana igovernment yeZimbabwe, instead of fighting ama innovators ama business people, they are supposed to be actually supporting them. If you look at America, if American president was to go to Japan kumbe China, they will take ama CEO abo Google, abo Facebook, abo Apple, so that they create more business for them. That is what we expect in Zimbabwe, ukuthi umnanga kwangayisiya eMozambique ihambe ethi guys, we have a platform okuthiwa yi-ecocash ye-DRC, we have a platform okuthiwa yi-ecocash or whatever. This business evela eZimbabwe sicela ukuthi linxaye uphosibly operate in their country. But eZimbabwe unfortunately find ukuthi umnanga kwangayisiya in those countries uhamba nabo-drugs, nabo-weakness, amasela okuyibo abantu abanga-addi anything, people who are targeting to steal from the people who are not adding any value. Any economy is a vibe, neither businesses are innovative, that are creating jobs, that are making our lives of people easy.
Yes, so, Mr. Masiwa, your last word on this issue, because it seems as if you are the guys that are directly affected. So, tell us a bit about what you're going to do going forward.
So my last word is this, and I'm going to speak directly to my former Mr. Chuma there, to placate us and say that it's not a ZANU-PF issue because of the civil service. The person who wrote the edict about shutting down EcoCash was Mr. Nick Mangwana. He's ZANU-PF. The Reserve Bank, we know, is a partisan organization right now, and it does the bidding for government as well. So let's not run away from the ruling party being in government and also making these policies. It's very important for someone to take responsibility and see the plight of people who are actually trying to run businesses in this country. The worst thing for all of right now, my turnover in my staff is not people leaving for other better jobs in Zimbabwe. My turnover for my accountant, my GM who was an agronomist, they are always leaving and going to Canada and going to other countries. We're losing the best people in Zimbabwe because of these inconsistencies. And we desperately need people of you, senior members of your party, to talk about sanity. We need sanity when it comes to running a business. This is not me gunning and trying to say, I'm not here trying to talk bad about the government per se. What I'm saying is that we need advocates to go into those places, those inner sanctums, and tell them, please, when you are making policies, consider the people who are actually operating businesses in Zimbabwe. We do not want to be have our business policies dictated to us by a nursing assistant from London who knows nothing about what's happening on the ground in Zimbabwe. We need real business people to be consulted so that we can make informed decisions that affect the lives of real Zimbabwean citizens on the ground. We need better governance at this point. And I promise you that if we have better governance and better economics, we will then provide this country with a better GDP so that we can grow as a country and as an economy. This is really important for us to say.
So now, what is your role, Mama Umapepe? Yeah, Valakonapo, I'm not sure if it's just spelling. Yeah.
Right now, the government that is in charge is ZANU. And there's nobody in the ministry, especially in finance that we are talking about, is not a member of ZANU. So, Minister of Finance, Lomang Kuja, they're all ZANU people. And these are the people that are formulating these policies that are causing us a headache. So we cannot hide the CTA because the democracy. There is, right now, ZANU has the majority of the seats in parliament. So there is nothing that the opposition can do, even if they want, because ZANU PF has the majority in parliament. They can make these rules. If you guys in ZANU decide which you want to question this, we would see this happening. Would see a better policies being implemented and things like that. I am not for EcoCash at all. I would want to see EcoCash disappear, but I would want EcoCash to be replaced by something that is being run directly from the bank. That is my opinion.
Thank you very much, Spongelowa, Mama. So, Baba Mluvu Sithube, amazokugcina kweso sihambele baba.
Hayi esingakusho ukubana uhulumende kayenze irole yakhe engagijimela ukuthi esolo iCocash as much as iCocash ngabe abuse uhulumende ule role to play ku society njalo ama businesses buya sikhuluma kunje balayo iGP of course iGP yabo ile low uptake ngenxa yokuthi bona they neglected these customers for too long. So irole at the end of the day ukuthi sebeza kuya be blame iCocash because of ukubona arrogance, the lack of innovation on their side, I shouldn't be right.
Yeah, Mr. Masasiwa, your last word.
EcoCash has been a very convenient tool for all of us to use. Some of us have good businesses using their payment as a gateway, but they needed to also rein themselves in and also not participate in the destruction of the country. We need better governance, we need better policies, And we need to stop sometimes dealing with symptoms. See, the EcoCash problem is a symptom of bad governance.
Thank you very much. So, Baba Chuma, briefly, Mr. Masir, say that in Shona as well. Just in Shona.
What is our chief of EcoCash?
Baba Chuma, your last word, Baba.
Thank you very much. I want to agree to say that the issue of banks being rigid must be dealt with immediately. Yes, most of our people are in the informal sector, so they will not have pay slips and stuff like that. That will be needed by banks to open accounts. Let banks open accounts for everybody, and let the banks be innovative enough to have products that are being offered by EcoCash as well, so that they offer them, like what the another caller talked about in South Africa, that e-wallet thing and stuff like that. Let's have this kind of innovations. Let's not remain in the stone age and like be casting in a stone or something like that. Mm-hmm. Let's be open. Let's think outside the box and make things easy for people. Let someone walk into a bank and easily open an account and just be able to transact. And then that way, we are going to solve a lot of these problems. Because like someone said, EcoCash just took advantage of a loophole that was there where the banking sector was failing. They then came in and closed that gate. So we cannot blame EcoCash today. Yes, but what is happening now with these agents and people that are now doing those shenanigans is what is wrong. But I am glad that EcoCash is still working. And now I hope that government is going to wake up, especially the monetary policy people, the other things that are going to wake up now and regulate these things properly, put everyone back to factory setting, and let EcoCash do what it's supposed to do.
Thank you very much. I wish to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU PF. He's also a businessman. Mr. Mluvu Sithube, who's an economic and political commentator. And we had Nguda Musasiwa of FreshInABox.com. We also had Ketu Pepe in Canada. And my co-host, unfortunately, it was a bit challenging for me to connect from this side, even if some of our guests were saying they can see it. but here we cannot see her. So ke okwamanje siphetha lapha ke uhlelo lwethu. Siyabonga kakhulu ke bonke akade bekhona khonapha ke enkundleni. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying, remember this is a pre-recorded show. Good night, Zimbabwe.